The biggest takeaway that I would love for you to get by the end of this episode is that you are so powerful. What you believe will become your reality. When we're right on the precipice of having our dreams become reality, self-sabotage kicks in. Why is that feeling of hope then replaced with a very strong inclination of retreat, retreat, just go back to this familiar reality, even though there is the soul, there is the heart that's saying, hey, this way. So in the last episode, the bite-sized version of this conversation, I shared, whilst you're busy making your circumstances wrong, or maybe not wrong, but just sitting in judgment of your circumstances not being as good as you want them to be, or as far along as you wish they were, you can't see how perfect it is for where you wish to go. I spoke about how ego is very rigid. Ego understands that it exists through that rigid frame, through judgment of self or judgment of others. And ego is also, it can get a little bit of a bad rep in the spiritual community. But we can't dissolve ego. Ego provides that healthy sense of separation from the whole. Otherwise, we would just be mush. You know, we would literally not understand it. That would be mental illness, wouldn't it? To not understand your relation to the world around you. And so it has its place, but it's very much the function of survival. Whereas soul, higher self, whatever word you want to put there, is the higher perspective. And with higher perspective also comes that thirst to see what you can experience, how many different iterations of self you can experience in this lifetime. Soul is here for evolution. It's not just primed for survival. It's here for fulfillment, purpose. It's possible to experience both at once. The human part of you, the ego part of you that's like, why is this happening? This is painful, or this is uncomfortable, or this doesn't feel fair. And also an acknowledgement of what can often be the quieter whisper of your soul that says, but what can I learn here? And so in the last episode, I said, you know, victim mentality or victor. And today, the way it's wanting to come through is really the perception shift of either lack, so ego being in lack, that's like, well, you're not where you should be, or the judgments, versus soul that sees from a place of leverage, always. It's not coming from a focus on the lack of result that you want, but rather how can I leverage what is happening? So there's the acceptance piece to get me where I can feel I want to go. Because both of these are just perceptions, aren't they? But they initiate very, very different chain reactions. What's going to come off the back of, ugh, I'm lacking in the thing I want, whether that's money or love or new experiences. Oh, I don't have it, and everyone else seems to. Look at Instagram, everyone else seems to have what I don't have. The chain reaction of that perception is feeling rubbish. So on the emotional level, you're not feeling good about yourself. And off the back of that thinking and that emotion, what actions are going to be taken? And then obviously all of that, the thinking, the emotion, and the action, that's what makes up reality. Versus the leverage piece, okay, this is what I'm going through. I'm not going to fight with reality because it's happening. I'm going to accept what's occurring. And from more of a neutral place, from a higher perspective, knowing that this is a moment in time and life is always naturally changing and evolving, how can I leverage my thinking on this circumstance and therefore my actions to support the outcomes that I want? and just play out the two different scenarios. They're going to create very different realities, aren't they? One chain reaction is coming from problem-focused thinking, and the other is coming from solution-based thinking. Why would someone get stuck in problem-based thinking? This happens when someone's paradigm, their belief system, still feels very rigid and true. And so the thinking can only exist within that frame of reference, even if it's not the desired outcome. An example of this could be someone who really deeply wants a relationship, to be married in a stable home, but who unfortunately saw and experienced a lot of troubling dynamics within that situation. Maybe they witnessed domestic problems or violence and unconsciously have an association with their desire equating to a lot of emotional, physical pain, separation. And so whilst still believing that that is true unconsciously, the focus is going to be on, I want this thing, everyone else can have it, but for whatever reason, I can't. There are no good people out there anymore. I'm just unlucky in love. And from that thinking comes a particular quality of doing, right? This person doesn't even feel worthy of the love they actually desire. So unconsciously, whilst they have a set of standards that they want to experience love within, this person will unconsciously perceive those people as out of their league and accept less than within relationships, and probably ignore the very overused phrase, but ignore the red flags that are there from the get-go, because even though it doesn't match with their desire, unconsciously their nervous system is perceiving that dynamic as familiar. And as we know, the nervous system perceives familiar as safe. The ego perceives familiar as safe because at least it knows the rules of that game. Versus someone who's beginning to shift their internal frequency and understand that just because it hasn't happened yet does not mean it's not actually possible for you, but it will likely require that internal reflection and self-awareness to let go of beliefs that are clearly not serving in terms of relationships and wanting that particular outcome. And so maybe they are someone who, you know, that common thing, a pattern repeats or a cycle repeats until the lesson is learnt. Maybe they've had multiple relationships and they're now becoming aware of what had previously been an unconscious pattern of attracting partners who play out that role that was present in their childhood. And so there's this light bulb moment which creates the potential for new possibilities. Awareness precedes choice, and in starting to become aware of a pattern that they've been stuck in, they can now start to perceive in a bit more of a solution-oriented manner, one which calls them forwards rather than keeps them in the loop. And one other very important distinction that I want to make here is that manifestation is always happening. But when we speak about manifestation, what we're really talking about is intentional creation. So, of course, that reality was being manifested as well. But this now opens up the potential to manifest the actual conscious desire rather than keep attracting that which is an energetic match to the unconscious programming that someone is operating from. In other words, manifestation is the process of you becoming a complete match with your conscious desires. So your thinking, your beliefs, your energy, and your actions become a match with your conscious goal. Have an incredible free masterclass coming up soon, which I'm going to mention here because we're approaching Aries season, which I'm sure you're aware is the new year in astrology. It brings with it a wonderful energy of fresh starts and is often also a very fiery time. We feel more energy and ready to act. Aries is all about swift action. So on the 12th of March, I am going to be hosting a 90-minute masterclass online called Reality Reboot. This is completely complimentary and it's a precursor to Aries season. So this is for you if you want to disrupt the loop of autopilot living, if you're ready to reset your internal system and start moving with more supportive beliefs for whatever your vision is, and align truly with your soul purpose, because your internal frequency and beliefs match the external reality that your soul is calling you forward towards. So all you need to do to flip the switch on survival and start thriving is go down to the show notes and you can book your spot there. If you're ready to relax into universal laws that shift your mindset from worrying, am I doing this right? Maybe I should be trying a different technique, to I know it's already happening, what I want is on the way, then this is the masterclass for you. And you'll also get the opportunity for some coaching as well to bring all of this to life. For today, here are the fundamentals when it comes to the science of manifestation. Number one, thinking creates things. Bar the natural manifestations of plants and animals and all these things, anything human-made began as thought. Thoughts create things. This is where affirmations slightly miss the depth of what's really being said here, because it's not just think a thought and it will become manifest. The frequency of the thought as you think it really matters. So, for example, someone who is simply affirming, to stick with the relationship example, I deserve the love of my life. I am ready to experience love. I am ready for a committed, loving relationship. Just saying that doesn't bring it into existence. Because if you're saying that whilst holding the conditioning of what we spoke about earlier, although on the conscious level, around 5 to 10% of who you are is saying, I'm ready for this, this is what I want, there is a big part of you that is primed to seek out that which actually is not in alignment with your conscious desire. So number one, thinking creates things. Number two, we have multiple planes of our identity and to existence. We have the physical plane, our physical body and this earth. We have the mental plane, our ability to think, to hold beliefs. We have the emotional plane, where we create meaning around our thoughts, where we give them feelings. And then we have the spiritual plane, our higher self, connection to soul, to a desire for evolution and change. Manifestation, successful and intentional manifestation, is bringing all those different planes of your identity into harmony with your conscious desire. This is why, along with the affirmations, just simply doing the things, you know, maybe not just thinking the thoughts, but simply doing the things doesn't necessarily give you the outcome you want. Perhaps there is this woman or man who wants a loving, committed relationship despite the experience they grew up with. They're ready, consciously, they feel like they want that. And so they say, yeah, but Kate, I'm doing all the things. I've got a dating app, I'm going on dates, I'm taking steps, and it's just not working for me. Okay, so physical plane, you're taking the steps. But what's going on the mental, emotional, and energetic level? When you're going on these dates, what energy are you bringing to them? What interactions are you having? We can't fake frequency. So this could look like unconscious patternings not been resolved in this situation. And so they're doing the things, but they are suppressing their truth. So when they meet, maybe they are just wanting that validation really quickly, and they're not speaking up for what their actual goals are. And so they're allowing themselves to get engaged in more frivolous dynamics, which doesn't actually align with what they want. Or they are not asking questions that would very quickly indicate that this person does not fit with the goal. And so they end up attracting people that are kind of essentially dead ends, or playing out that same pattern that reaffirms the belief of there's no people out there for me, everyone just hurts me, all those things. The results will always mirror the internal programming. You can't outrun frequency. But when you're vibrating from having genuinely upgraded and resolved that old programming, and not just affirming it in the mirror at the start of the day or writing it in your journal every morning, but truly now holding the thought. A belief is just a repeated thought that you then take on as true. They have actually done that deeper work and now have a belief that there is an infinite number of good men or women out there, that there are many people who are ready for a committed relationship, and that they as an individual are also worthy of that. So in other words, there's no more this sense of lack and, oh my God, someone's here, okay, let me just go with them. That's a very different frequency to be going into a date from. All of a sudden now, the way that they carry themselves will be with an energy of confidence, of abundance. The conversations, maybe boundaries that are going to be getting set right from the get-go, are that which align with the outcome that they desire. And all of a sudden, even if certain dates are dead ends, the dead end is a healthy, actually, no, you're not right for me kind of scenario. Or even if they are, in air quotes, the one being rejected, an acceptance of, well, clearly that wasn't the right person for me then. I don't need to chase the one that is for me. So again, the results will always mirror the internal frequency. But people can slip up around that piece and simply just be in the action. Or, on the complete other end of the scale, get really stuck in the energetic side and the spiritual side and be super, super passive. We all have our natural bias, and as you're listening, maybe just have that curiosity, okay, are you someone that falls a bit more into the let's just do the things, let's have a strategy, and more of that alpha, go, 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 make it happen, force the physical plane without doing the internal fine-tuning? Or do you fall into the camp that is much more spiritual, surrender, the passive side of it, where let's just keep focusing within, 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 and hopefully if I just do enough inner healing, it will just manifest. So the true power of manifestation, as with all things, is the union of these two. The inner work and upgrading alongside the practical steps consistently. Not having that entitlement that just because you've done it once, it should already happen now. So this is ultimately adapting identity. And the physical plane is the last to respond to internal shifts. Because it has mass, it has density to it, it takes time. Think of pregnancy as an example, as I say what I'm about to say. Who you're being in the present shows up in the future. Who you're being in the present is what is creating your future. And that's why it's really sad when people say, oh, next time, to whatever the opportunity may be. yeah, next time, next month, next year. That is the surest way to create a future that looks like your current reality. And the most powerful and wise decision you can make, if you already know today that there is a different future you would like to experience, is to take ownership of that and begin doing the internal work today in the present. Because who you are being and how you are perceiving now is creating your future. Why did I talk about pregnancy? Because we see with that, don't we? There's a 9-month gestation period where, yeah, okay, we understand a baby's on the way, but it's not actually physically manifested until 9 months later. Lots of people slip up and they think, oh, I don't see the evidence yet, so I'm going to stop now. Imagine if pregnancy was approached like that. Nah, I don't see the baby yet. There's no evidence of this, so screw it. I'm just going to go out, get drunk, do my thing, you know? I don't see any signs. And this is where the desire for ease comes into the conversation, because I hear this a lot. I just want ease. And we can conflate this idea of challenge or effort with maybe it's not for me. Maybe this isn't an alignment, because surely alignment should mean ease, but it doesn't. Ease is actually the byproduct of past effort. I want you to think of just one thing that you are really confident at. Whether that's in the workplace, in your personal life, something that you are just effortlessly good at this point. And I guarantee you that that effortless ease that you have is because at one point you put in the time and effort to get great. When it comes to manifestation, over time, conscious effort becomes, oh, this is just my unconscious way of being. And I often refer back to the example in my life of the level of activity that I do within a week. I'm not really prescriptive with I have to get to the gym 5 times or whatever it might be, but it's such an unconscious part of my identity that it would be weird if I hadn't worked out around 4 or 5 times in a week. If I'm ill, that's going to vary. I have been ill, so all last week it was like, nah, body's not needing this right now, it wants rest. But generally speaking, it's a lot easier for me to show up to the gym, to these classes, go on a run, than it is for me to not do it. But that's only because over time, this habit compounded to just be an unconscious one. So acknowledge that if you want ease, first humble yourself to putting in effort. So to wrap this up, 1, everything begins as a thought. That's why your belief upgrade work is super, super important if there's something you want that you're not managing to manifest. If you don't think it's possible, it can't become possible for you until you change your belief system around that. And then 2, there are multiple planes of existence, and the process of successfully manifesting is bringing all those planes, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and your spiritual, all on board with this conscious goal of yours. And then lastly, focus on where you wish to be from a place of acceptance, trust, and surrender. Not in passive surrender, I don't need to do anything, but in the surrender of trust. Not from a frequency of I'm not there yet. Not from the frequency of lack, but from the frequency of this is certain because of who I'm being. There's no mystery. This outcome is on the way because of who I'm being, how I'm thinking, how I'm perceiving, and how I'm acting. And hold the vision with gratitude that it is indeed on the way. Because everything has a gestation period. Look to nature, consider pregnancy, all of our creative ideas take time to come to form. So hold it, act in alignment with it, and it is coming. For those of you who want to go into this with me live or have access to the replay, as I said, get yourself booked into Reality Reboot. I am so excited for this. I love, love, love Aries season. And like I said earlier, this is the perfect precursor to having an absolutely spectacular Aries season, which is all about getting into action. So book yourself in. I will see you in the next episode. And if you have enjoyed this, please consider sharing this with someone who you know would benefit from listening as well.